This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load, and we get to talk to Dean Weingarten once again as we finish out the week with the most read writer in the gun culture, the gun world today. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing well. I'm glad to be on the show.
Let's talk about Ryan Whitaker.
Okay, yeah, that's a terrible, tragic situation, and it's only starting to get some press now.
It's sort of surprising where it happened. Does that happen very often?
Well, I have to say, it happens much more often than we would want to believe. When I was researching the article, I found that Phoenix has a, shall we say, a not great record for shooting people. It's worse in Phoenix than it is in some places like Pittsburgh. I frankly was surprised. I thought that in Phoenix they would have a better understanding that people have Second Amendment rights, and just having a gun is not a good reason to shoot somebody. Phoenix has a little, and this is still rare. Don't get me wrong; it doesn't happen real often. But I looked at an article from 2019 from a local source in Phoenix, and there were a couple instances in there. Was one in particular where somebody answered the door and they had a rifle, and that's all they said. They just had it. Doesn't sound like it was ever pointed at anybody. And the officer shot the person who answered the door with the rifle. Fortunately, it wasn't life-threatening, but I never saw any follow-up that person was charged with a crime or anything. I mean, either the officer or the person who had the rifle. So while these things are rare, they're not as rare as we'd like them to be, especially in Phoenix.
So this guy came to, this is basically
Ryan,
a noise complaint.
Yes. Well, and see, that's one of the nasty things about this, because the police tried to pass this off as an emergency domestic violence case.
Right.
And yet, when you listen to the 911 call, the second one, I haven't heard the first one, it's obvious that it's not an emergency domestic violence case. The guy is just desperate about getting some sleep, and he really wants something done about this noise, and he says things like, well, if it would get somebody to get here any faster, yeah, it could be physical. And it, from what I'm reading somewhat between the lines, it sounds as if they may not even have sent somebody if it was just a verbal argument, for example. And it's not even clear that there was this screaming or anything. It sounds as if it was mostly just banging. And what it turned out to be was a loud video game. And, of course, some people are much more sensitive to noise than others. And so, you know, having been at a time when I had to get up for work and the neighbors were loud, you know, it can get really frustrating. So I can sympathize a bit with the person who called in, but I think their their frustration. And then the dispatcher, well, 911 operator, I think there's a difference now. It's not clear to me that they actually told the police that this was an emergency domestic violence call.
Right.
And so I think that was just something that the police saw as a fig leaf that they could put in there to justify what's clearly not justified when you watch the video. And I'm a big proponent of going beyond just watching the video, because videos can be misleading. But they have two body cam videos of this, and I think that's about all we got. We have the 911 calls. And
well,
let's
look at how they set this up, though. I mean, the cops, they got out of the way of the door. They knocked on the door, right, and they got out of the way of the door. So if the guy tried to look through the peephole on the door, he would not have seen it was cops.
Yes.
So
and
then
this
he
is a tactic that's
yeah.
being taught.
And then they said, it's the police, come on out. And, right?
Right as soon as they knocked. I mean, it's a quick knock. I'm going to try to duplicate it. People can go to the body cam and they can hear it. But it's just knock, knock, Phoenix police, a little bit louder than normal.
Right.
Well, the survivor, the girlfriend inside, said she had no idea that it was the police. And she said that for Ryan, who went to the door to answer it, that he was concerned because he looked out the peephole and he couldn't see anybody. Well, that may be good for, sort of a hasty ambush situation where you don't want to be seen. But if you're a police officer going to a noise complaint, it's probably a better idea to be seen so that the homeowner knows you're police. And I think in this case, we just have to have a better way. Where we see a lot of these problems is people don't know it's police. And we have to have a clear-cut way for the police to identify themselves. It's not easy. Not an easy thing to come up with. After
right.
all, we have plenty of criminals that claim to be police.
Well, the other thing is that the guy that shot him, he didn't know that guy was there, right? The guy that shot him, he was facing away, facing the other officer.
That's right.
And he was trying to lay down the gun based upon what I read. And he was trying to lay down the gun, and then they shot him three times in the back.
Well, they shot three times, they hit him twice.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try to. People really need to watch the video for themselves.
At that range, that's pathetic. At that range, that was pathetic. So.
Well, it was very close, and he shot very fast, and... Yeah, it's hard to, it happened. In my opinion, he made the decision to shoot as soon as he saw the gun. Because at that point, Ryan is already starting to drop down into a submissive posture. And from what I can see of his body, and it's not real clear, it appears to me his right hand is involved in putting the gun down on the ground, while he's got his left arm and hand outstretched to indicate he has nothing in that hand. And part of the reason I come to this conclusion is because after he's shot, in the slow motion, you can see his right hand comes up to his chest, where he's been wounded, and there's no gun in it. Well, to me, that indicates he probably let go of the gun before he was hit.
And this was after 10 o'clock at night, right?
Yeah, it's getting close to 11. It was 10:52, almost 53.
So is there a noise ordinance in this area? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't know if there is. But I'm sure that a neighbor can call in a complaint about noise, whether
sure.
there's an ordinance or not.
But then they have to try to get them out there because... I don't know how it is in Arizona, but I would imagine nationwide policing is becoming a thing.
Yeah, it probably varies by location.
Yeah.
And coming
up on the break, hang on for me. Coming up on the break. When we get back, we're more with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about Ryan Whitaker. So I didn't even read the end of that article. What became of those police officers?
Well, they're on paid suspension right now, is my understanding. This happened on the 21st of May, so it's been, 3 months almost? May, April, June, July, 4 months?
Yeah.
It didn't. what the police made of the police, I would say administration, made a bad mistake here. They did not release the video right away. And they had to have a lawsuit going on before they finally released the video almost 4 months after the shooting. And that's one of the reasons why you don't have big marches and demonstrations, to protest this killing by police, is because it's not as fresh. There were some demonstrations that locally in Phoenix, and those are part of how they got the video released. But it just is horrifically damaging to trust in the police when they have a very, in my opinion, a very problematic case like this. I mean, to me, it's not justified. I think they really have to examine their policies and their training. But they didn't release the video. They tried to slow down that process as much as they could.
Right.
And they made statements that were acting as though they were trying to justify it or to avoid criticism. I think those were wrong. I just think they should have put it out quickly. And not because they had a legal obligation to do so, but because we see that just works a lot better.
Right.
Now, on the other hand, we see what happened when the video from the George Floyd came out. Now, that was private video. And again, the police did not release their body cam video until much later. They just released it, required by court order. And I'm going to do a little bit of a comparison here, because if you look at the body cam video from the George Floyd and you watch it all, you end up saying, you know, I don't see a murder here.
George was tripping.
Well, he was. I mean, very much so. And he was uncooperative. Tripping. He resisted repeatedly.
But he was talking about he couldn't breathe when he was standing up and outside the vehicle.
And the officers discussing among themselves, could this be excited delirium syndrome? And, how do we handle it? And they'd been given training, and part of the training was this neck restraint to deal with an excited delirium syndrome.
Yep.
And so, all of this comes together. The officers, when you look at it, they were arguably following policy. They were concerned about Floyd. They called an ambulance. When he didn't get better, they upped the level of urgency on the ambulance. I mean, it's a totally different situation than when you have here in the Phoenix shooting of Ryan, where the police come to the door of somebody who's not been accused of any crime, doesn't even know that the police are there. Their announcement is, less than optimum, shall we say.
Right.
They literally hide themselves out of the view of the door viewer. And then when the guy comes outside and simply is exercising his Second Amendment rights by having a gun in his hand down by his side, one of the officers decides to kill him, or shoot him anyway, and then he dies. And not only that, but after he's shot, he's down on the ground, it's 12 minutes. The police do nothing to provide any kind of aid to stop any bleeding or anything. I mean, he may have been killed almost instantly.
Right.
We don't know. But the police do nothing to try to render any aid at all for 12 minutes. It just doesn't smell right. And I'm not saying the officer committed murder, because officers have a tough job. They have to react very quickly. I think this officer had a real bad lapse of judgment, and, he probably is not going to be an officer anymore, and there's probably maybe going to be a lawsuit against him. I don't know if his qualified immunity will protect him.
At the distance that he was behind him,
he could
have tackled him, and he could have disarmed him.
He almost certainly could have, and he could have. And I am convinced that Ryan had no idea he was there.
Yeah.
Because the other thing is, they use this tactic, and it's a tactic that's taught quite a bit, When he opens the door, immediately a tactical light in the eye is blinding him.
Yep.
And so it's hard for him to figure out what's going on. But somehow, Ryan, I think probably because he was somewhat conversant with police tactics, figured out it was probably a cop. And that's why he goes into a submissive position almost immediately. It happens really fast. I would say within a second. Second and a half was a fast reaction. And he's going down. And now maybe if he would have just frozen, maybe the officer wouldn't have shot. I don't know. But what he's doing is he's not just going down. He moves the gun from at his side to behind his leg.
Right.
And I think what he is, to me, what it looks like, what I would presume that was, is he's trying to defuse the situation by making sure there isn't a reaction to gun. He's trying to make sure the gun is not visible. But what he doesn't know is there's an officer behind him.
Seeing a gun going behind him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time I ever have and I've never had one where I had a gun in my hand, but every time I've ever had an interaction with a cop, I always tell them, I'm carrying a gun. This is my permit. It's on this position on my body. Do you want it? Which I don't have to do in this state. And they never want it. They don't want to take it out of the holster because then it's out and it's free, right? So
yeah,
I get that. But I give them the option of taking control of it because, you know, for all I know, this officer that shot this guy, he could have been an exemplary officer up to that moment when apparently fear took over. Would you guess?
I think that's probably the case, and I want to see what the documents are for how they train officers in Phoenix, because it's beginning to sound like from the responses you're getting from retired officers and other people who are involved with the police force, it sounds like they're trained. If you see a gun in somebody's hand, shoot them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just nuts.
We're coming up on the next break. Dean, of course, more people read Dean's stuff than any other writer in the United States. That is a given. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's the Democrats that are holding up coronavirus relief for the American people.
In addition to the executive orders that we signed, which are going to be doing terrific things in terms of payroll tax cut, which is a lot of money coming to a lot of people very quickly, I've directed the Secretary of the Treasury to get ready and send direct payments, $3,400, for a family of four to all Americans. Democrats are holding this up.
Ahead of a presidential election that could see up to half of U.S. voters cast their ballots by mail, the USPS is warning some states that they need to provide more time for those votes to be counted. The report says the Postal Service has warned 46 of the 50 states and the District of Columbia. You're listening to USA Radio News. A fast-moving wildfire in the foothills of North Los Angeles has burned at least 10,000 acres in a matter of hours. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the blaze, dubbed the Lake Fire, remains at less than 10% containment as it burns the mountainside community of Lake Hughes, which is about 65 miles north of Los Angeles. Kenny Reynolds lost his home in the fire.
So at that point, it was like, get out of my house, and then I got out in the street and kind of watched fire come down the hill and up across the street, and it was kind of engulfing on both sides, and we were all kind of like migrating down the street or retreating down the street as could be, and then it just kind of rolled in. It was taking everything as it kind of went down.
Wildfires also continue in other parts of California, Oregon, Arizona, and Colorado. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is asking DNC organizers how much the city is going to have to pay back of their down payment now that the DNC convention has gone virtual. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with Dean Weingarten. Before we move on, I'm just looking at some of the rest of this stuff. Now, do you think there should be a policy? First of all, you say they edited the footage of this.
Yeah, it's somewhat edited. I don't think we have everything. And that you can see a lot, but I think by editing in part, they blanked out the faces of the officers. So I don't think they took out critical components. But we probably aren't seeing much of the aftermath, and we're not seeing maybe things that happened much before. So
right.
Those things could be useful in figuring out what has happened. It's pretty clear when the officers are going up to the door, they're kind of joking about it, and one of them says that the complainant, and he uses the term complainant, wasn't all that helpful to them. So I would say we need more transparency, and it'll come out in the lawsuit. I mean, there's plenty of precedent. We're going to find out what the training policy is. We're going to see how these officers were trained. We're going to find out what the policy is in Phoenix among police when they see someone who has a gun. And those things are going to come out. We're going to find out, you know, the background and the history of these officers. So all that is going to happen, but it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
And I've tried in the article I wrote not to bash police, because police have a tough job and we need police. And I don't think defunding the police is the answer, but we're moving toward more transparency and more accountability. And that's where we should be going.
Right.
So that is what's happening, and this is just a tragic, tragic situation. I mean, anybody who practices self-defense and is armed a fair amount of time can look at this and say, wow, he didn't make that much of a mistake. If he'd made a mistake at all, that could have been me. I mean, I I personally recall a situation that was sort of similar, but I was down in Panama. The big difference was I had called the police, and I knew they were coming. So when they showed up, I put down the gun and made sure, you know, I never showed it to them, and it was never in my hand when they showed up.
Sure.
But Ryan didn't have that option because he didn't know, almost certainly did not know, that it was the police outside his door.
Yeah, he was playing a video game.
It sounds like it. I don't know if that's exactly what he was doing. His girlfriend said she had gone to bed, that he woke her up saying there was somebody at the door and that he couldn't see anybody. And all this happened real quickly because it was only 12 seconds from the time they knocked until he opened the door. So I don't know if he was playing a video game, but it sounds likely because that's the, you know, noise that the neighbor was apparently complaining about. And this is one of these problems, too, being in an urban area where you're living in close proximity to bunches of people that, you know, people get on each other's nerves more easily.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, the left wants us all to live in the cities.
Yeah, they do.
They want us all to live in the cities.
Yes, they do. It's pretty well documented. There's
you know, if
plans.
This is the second time, though. This is the second time in recent memory. If they had released the George Floyd video, the body cam video, and I'm sure they had to look at a few things and determine liability and everything, but, I mean, if they'd done it like a week after it, all this began, or 3 or 4 days, how long does it take to make that sort of a determination?
Dang, it must have been like 4 or 5 months. Well, to make the determination is a good question. To me, it looks like they didn't release the video because it didn't support the narrative they wanted. I mean, how can you look at it otherwise? You look at that video, I mean the body cam video, and you compare it to what we saw from what was taken on the street, and a lot of things become explainable.
Yeah.
Understandable. And it's as if the Minneapolis government, the administration, particularly the mayor, didn't want anything to disrupt the narrative that was being created of a poor black man being killed by police for no reason. It's almost as if that was the foremost thing in their mind rather than finding out what was actually going on.
Right.
And I remember writing about this and shortly after it and saying, look, due process. Follow an investigation. Don't just go off this video half understanding what happened. And yet everybody, and I mean everybody, went off on it that way, and including most commentators on the right.
Were you talking about George Floyd? I did.
Yes. 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 You know, so it's just, you know, we just, I don't know how we get to be have a more measured response, but we, part of it is be more transparent faster, I think.
Well, all I know is that this doesn't look too good.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, they could have done, I don't know.
To
don't
me,
know.
It looks like that officer was conditioned to shoot somebody
who
saw he had a gun in his hand.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw where you wrote that he had already made a decision that he was going to shoot. So
I think so because of the timing.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of time from the time you make the decision until the action occurs. There's a lag in your responses. And it was going so fast, I think, yes, I think he made the decision to shoot. Before, about the same time that Ryan understood it was police and was trying to get into, was dropping into a submissive position. He never pointed the gun at the officers. He never showed any intention of pointing the gun at the officers. In my opinion, he did everything he reasonably could once he had got to that point to try to defuse the situation. Now, one of the problems was that he took a step outside the apartment. And I think if we're going to say that he had any kind of a mistake or fault, that was probably it. Because if he'd have stayed inside the apartment, the officer behind what turned out to be behind him would never even have seen him.
Yeah.
And so if, you know, we try to gain lessons from tragic situations, and the lesson I have there is understand who's outside your door before you open it.
Makes me, I'm thinking real serious now about going, what are those, what do they call those?
There are those
doorbell cams.
Doorbell cameras, I think that might have been a good thing. And I think that, you know, stepping outside was probably, other than
strategy.
The police errors, if there was an error that Ryan made, it was stepping outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the apartment, one step.
Coming up on the next break, and I haven't really had a chance to talk too much about it because we have been talking a lot about this one article. And Dean, when we were at SHOT Show, pre-pandemic panic, Freddie Real, he was standing there, and he was pointing out everybody that was in the room, and he comes to Dean, and he says, Dean, and this is a room full of writers and media people. In front of everybody, he goes, more people have read Dean's stuff than anybody else that writes about this kind of stuff in the United States. And nobody said, anything to refute that because they all knew it was true. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. I don't know if you've written about this yet, but what do you think about this California ruling we saw today? We still got Dean? Do we need to turn?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yeah.
I haven't read the entire ruling yet, but I've started studying it. And so far, what I see, I like. It's very clear, very well reasoned. And, you know, but the unfortunate thing is it's another split decision. There were three jurists on the panel.
And
two of them wrote, I think, an excellent opinion. And I haven't read the dissent yet, but, you know, people can come up with reasons. Most of the reasons that they come up to deny Second Amendment rights, or they just say, well, it's old and out of date, and it never really meant anything anyway.
Right.
And that's what I expect the dissent will be. And this is it's going to be appealed, I believe, first they'll try to take it to an en banc panel, which in, I think it'll be 11 or 12 jurists in the Ninth Circuit, because they don't do the whole circuit because it's just too many people. But they select, I think it's a complicated selection process, and they include some of the people on the original decision, and then they have a semi-random process, and, you know, at one time I read about the process, but I know it's not just random. They just don't just roll the dice and pick jurists, but it's at least partially random. So I think what we will see is it will be appealed to an en banc panel. And then we don't know. President Trump has changed the makeup of the Ninth Circuit a fair amount. And the days where you could say that an en banc panel of the Ninth Circuit is going to be anti-Second Amendment with absolute certainty are over.
Yep.
So we don't know how this could come out, but it seems as though almost every case, especially if the ruling favors the Second Amendment, it goes to an en banc panel of the Ninth Circuit. They just don't want to, you know, if they have another shot at it, so to speak, after it goes to a three-judge panel, and so then they say, well, it's going to go to an en banc. And that's what I think will happen here. And so we're going to, and then they could drag that out. I've seen it go about 2 years from the time that there's the original three-judge panel till the time that an en banc panel makes a decision.
Is the Peruta case, has that ever been finalized? It has.
The Peruta was finalized with an en banc case, and then it was appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court refused to grant a writ of certiorari. And so that was the end of it. But there is a case out of Hawaii.
The Young case.
Say again?
The Young case.
Yes. And that case, they said, we're going to hold off on an en banc ruling until the New York rifle and pistol case is settled.
Right.
And that's now been settled. So we can expect that case out of Hawaii, the Young case, will probably go before an en banc panel as well. So,
the Young case, and I don't know if you know these details or not, but I've had the attorneys on for this, and Mr. Young was quite the genius when he decided what he was going to sue them for, because what he decided, he didn't want just to be able to carry a gun. He wanted to be able to carry a gun. He wanted to be able to carry a stun gun. He wanted to be able to carry handcuffs, a telescopic baton, tear gas,
yeah.
whatever a cop carried, he wanted to be able to carry all of that. And with Peruta, what they did was they decided that there was no constitutional right to concealed carry.
Right, right.
So what he's asking for is, he's looking at this and saying, okay, where does the bear arms come? And are you saying that nobody has the right to bear arms outside of the home? Is that what you're saying? And that's, that one, the way that one is set up. Now, the Peruta case, Ed Peruta, the way he set that one up for about 2 days, constitutional carry was the law of the land, wasn't it, when it first got?
Yeah. Yes. And I talked to Peruta. I interviewed him.
Yeah.
And he's a smart guy.
I mean,
there's no question. He was committed to getting some justice. And, I just think that the Ninth Circuit was so overwhelmingly leftist that, he couldn't get it there.
Nope.
And then they were the people who support the Second Amendment on the Supreme Court were unsure of Kennedy when his case came up to whether or not it would be accepted at the Supreme Court. And so then he lost the case there. I mean, what this shows us, though, is just the absolute fanaticism on the left of denying Second Amendment rights. They are fighting everything they can, tooth and claw and nail, to prevent any justification or legitimization of Second Amendment rights. And it's kind of understandable. If you look at their philosophy, which is that there are no individual rights and government power should not be limited at all.
Right.
Well, this is, the idea of having Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms is a slap in the face of their whole philosophy. It negates the very way they look at the world. So, and I wanted to make that one point about the Ryan case in Phoenix, and that is, after he is shot, he's down on the floor. The one officer who had the light on calls out to the girlfriend, because apparently he can see her inside, says, come on out, I'm not going to shoot you. And she comes out, and she almost immediately is wailing and says, why did you shoot him? And then I think it was the officer who did the shooting, but it's not absolutely certain, says, he pulled a gun on us. But that's just not true.
Yeah.
He just had a gun in his hand.
They're going to burn over that one. They're going to burn over that one, aren't they?
I think so. I think that's the way it'll go. I mean, you can't, hard to predict everything, but having a gun in your hand out of your side is just not pulling a gun on someone.
No, it is
not. I don't think any juror in the country would say that it was.
And the body cam footage showing him trying to get into a subservient position.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's really, this is, to me, it's every bit as damning as the George Floyd thing with the original video without the body cam. But with this, we have what appears to be all the evidence there is
Yeah.
You know, but we'll get more. I mean, we'll get evidence of training and procedures and probably evidence from the officer, what he thinks he saw, you know, which may be different from what the body cam saw. The human eye sees and the human mind processes things different than a camera does.
Yeah, but you got, if you're a police officer, you got to be able to process and process quick. I mean, it's one of those, it's part of the job. And
And that's what training does, is it puts those processes, how you respond to things, it puts them on sort of automatic pilot. And so you see a certain situation and your training says react this way, and then you do. And that's why it's going to be very important to see what the training was.
Before we run out of time, you want to be with me Wednesday?
Well, I will, barring misadventure.
Well, I'm trying to bar that. I've been barring it here lately. I'm trying to bar it. Working hard to bar that.
It's always a pleasure to be on the show. I enjoy it tremendously.
Yes, sir, as I do. As do I. I like the conversation simply because you do a level of diagnostic before you put it on paper that I really like. How many stones get overturned? Thank you for joining me this evening.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.